Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to Luce Trails and Tales. We take an extended look at the people and the places in rural America that truly make it what it is. Luce Trails and Tales made possible by Superior Livestock Auction. Get more information about marketing cattle the Superior way at superiorlivestock.com. The All-American Beef Battalion continuing to say thank you to our nation's soldiers, sailors, airmen, marines, and coast guardians. Only with your assistance. Make your contribution at steaksfortroops.com and my favorite destination in the nation, Medora, North Dakota. On the web, MedoraND.com. Well, now joining us via phone, we've got David Cam. David is currently, well, he says on Facebook, he's currently working on a video to make a difference with the Standing Rock Bison. First of all, David, welcome to the program. Thanks for taking the time to join me.
Thank you. I'm traveling right now between California and going to Las Vegas. I was in California because I was had a meeting with Ron Bonnotter, which owns a bison farm. He would, so that's why I was there.
Okay. First of all, before we talk about the video, who's David Cam for the listeners, just to get an idea of what you do? I thought I misunderstood you from your Facebook post that you live in Cannonball, North Dakota. You do not live in Cannonball, but you've obviously been there. Who's David Cam?
I live in Montreal. I have an organization called Mother Earth Trust. We manage wildlife sanctuaries. Mm-hmm. We create like wildlife sanctuaries that protect the area for wildlife.
Okay.
And also it helps with protect the trees and forestry and mining and things like that.
Go ahead.
And also, I'm an ambassador for Free Nations United to Heal Our Mother Earth. It's a new confederacy of indigenous nations that's being formed to, it's going to act like the United Nations, but for indigenous nations. So that will unify the 1,000 indigenous nations around the world.
Mm-hmm. Are you a tribal member yourself?
I'm part of the what we call the Hakka tribe from Asia. So that's why. But I'm not part of the Native American tribe. It's a tribe in Asia that originated from China, and we set up our own country called Singapore in 1967. When we declared the independence from Malaysia.
Mm-hmm. When you say, I'm curious, I want to get to the buffalo, but you said something else there that I wanted to follow up on. The Free Nations, the ambassador for the Free Nations, you want to heal Mother Earth. Tell me about that.
For the ambassador for Free Nations, it's because the United Nations, the indigenous nations do not have proper representation at the UN, so we're creating an alternative to the United Nations, which will encompass the 1,000 indigenous nations from around the world. And we have a relationship with the United Nations, so to bring everybody into the... have a voice, because there are 500 million indigenous people around the world that doesn't have a voice at the United Nations. And the indigenous nations, actually, they have a say in 80% of all the natural resources around the world, but they make up a small population of the world, less than 20%. But they have a lot of decision-making power, but right now they don't cannot exercise that power to protect against, certain issues like could be uranium mining or clear-cutting of forests and also fracking projects.
Mm-hmm. So were you at Standing Rock yourself?
I have not been to Standing Rock yet, but I'm working with all the Standing Rock leaders, including LaDonna Braithwaite, who's the original founder of the Sacred Stone Camp and put out the call for the movement to fight against the Dakota Access Pipeline, mm-hmm. and also work with Chief Orville Looking Forth, which is their main spiritual leader for the Oshitsi Shikowin, which is the Seven Council Fire that unifies the entire Great Sioux Nation of 250,000 people.
You, I mentioned and set this up, and what caught my attention about you, period, is that you posted on this week, Wednesday, an update to save the buffalo, the bison of Standing Rock. Tell me about that. What are you going to do?
I just want to clear up a little misconception, then after I go into the
okay.
Save the Buffalo program. Originally, what happened was that at Standing Rock, there are around 350 to 500 tribes, about 20,000 people from there who actually are trying to stop an oil pipeline that's being built from North Dakota. Yeah, all the way, it's going to connect to an older pipeline all the way up to Texas and go to the Gulf Coast. And this oil will be shipped to China. And the reason why people at Standing Rock are worried is because this pipeline crosses the Mississippi River twice. And it's actually it provides the drinking water for 18 million people. So it's all these oil pipelines, they do spill, and if they oil is leaked into the Mississippi River, then 18 million people would be affected to drinking water. And this oil, it cannot be cleaned up once there's a spill and there's the drinking water is like poison, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So that's where I got involved to help them with their issue, you know. And this pipeline is being funded by all the major banks, like Wells Fargo, Citigroup, Bank of America, and almost all the major banks are involved. It's a $3.8 billion project.
Okay. Are you sure it's the Missouri River, Mississippi River, David?
No, Mississippi.
Okay.
Mississippi River.
And are you sure this Dakota Access Pipeline goes to the Gulf, or does it go to Illinois?
It connects to an older pipeline that goes to the Gulf.
Okay. All right. What are you doing for the bison? And whose bison are they?
What happened on while they were being brutalized by the military and the police, because actually there's a military and police there, presence there to try to subdue the the water protectors, and they are using like rubber bullets, tear gas, sound cannons, water cannons, concussion grenades like that. While that was happening, I believe that somebody released the gate of the bison mm-hmm. on October 28th, and the bison came roaring down the hill to just basically protect the water protectors, and it lift their spirits. And these bison are now being auctioned off for slaughter. On January 7th, 2017, that's just in a week from now, that's around 600 bison. And bison themselves are, for the wood bison, is an endangered species, but the plains bison is not on the endangered species yet, where they're actually being contemplated to be placed on the endangered species list. And it's being auctioned off to slaughter for the restaurants and meat production.
Mm-hmm. Is that not the purpose of a buffalo, to be a meat supply and all of the other things that come along with animal agriculture?
Can you repeat that, please? Sorry.
Is that not the ultimate purpose? I mean, even the Indians of yesteryear on the plains did harvest the buffalo to sustain themselves.
Yes, but prior to Columbus' arrival, I just wanted to give a perspective, historical perspective. There were actually 30 to 60 billion buffalo mm-hmm. that roamed between Canada and the U.S. When you're talking about that, that's like almost like two buffaloes for every person that live in California. So when they say they're harvesting or they're not killing off to extinction, now with the U.S. government, when they authorize the killing of the buffaloes, they right now there are only 15,000 buffaloes out of 30 to 60 million left. You know, so it's like, it's been brought close to the brink of extinction. In the 1800s, there was actually only 98 buffaloes left. They had killed off everything, and the rest had been rounded up to be put in ranches for meat, and has been ever since. So there are no really wild buffaloes left, you know?
Yeah, I know. So you admit these are somebody's buffalo that are going to be sold. And you're proposing to put together money to buy the buffalo, to save them and take them to a rescue? Is that what I'm getting from this?
Yes. What we're doing is that we're purchasing these buffaloes or by American bison, 600 of them, through a crowdfunding program on Indiegogo, which is a crowdfunding platform.
Uh-huh.
And then after raising the funds, we're going to actually move this buffalo temporary to some of the ranches until a wildlife sanctuary can be built for them. Because actually what's happening is that also these buffaloes, the reason why it was being killed off is because it's linked to treaty land. It's because there's hunting rights that increases the boundaries of the Indians out of the reserve. So if these buffaloes are roaming all over the place, the Indians have more land and they cannot build their pipelines or railways or fracking projects. So that this is just a way to get rid of the buffaloes so they can have the land to exploit.
Yeah. Wow.
So by reintroducing the buffaloes to the existing land or wildlife sanctuary, it helps protect against certain environmental issues.
Isn't that exactly what the fishers are doing? Because, by the way, these are the fishers' buffalo that you're talking about. They utilize the buffalo to manage the grass, the water, the resources, and then they have a production sale each year so that they can continue to sustain themselves as ranching families. So I don't see what you're promoting as being any different than what the fishers who are doing that are selling the buffalo on January the 7th.
The difference is the difference between having a ranch farm that's for meat production and a wildlife sanctuary is a little bit different because where the wildlife sanctuary is not for meat production, it's for to increase the herd and to sustain when you have a buffalo and it's you have wildlife sanctuary, also brings back some other animals that it will bring back a lot of the birds and the geese and also some of the probably wolves and other animals that used to exist there. So it will actually also buffaloes help rehabilitate the grass. You know, when they actually they have a stampede, it actually it increases the vegetation there also. But having it on a farm is a totally different experience, you know, for the buffalo. You know,
no, I don't know. I don't understand any of that, David. You know, I wanted to hear you walk through all of that yourself because it looked to me like you were greatly misinformed when I read your piece, and open-mindedly I listened to you. And you don't have a clue, David. You don't have a clue because...
Do I have
You're clueless.
You're speaking a little bit louder. So
yeah, I can speak a lot louder. You are lying to people, and you're trying to steal their money. You don't have a clue what's going on in North Dakota. It's the Missouri River. It's the Dakota Access Pipeline that goes to fuel plants in Illinois, not in China. And these buffalo are part of private property from ranchers who are using and doing everything that you say these buffalo did. And the American Indians never did want to romance and just put buffalo on a shelf. They used it to sustain their lifestyle. And you're talking about taking these and putting them into a wildlife preserve for nothing. Are people going to fall prey to this?
The Beverly and Ernie Fisher are selling off the buffaloes in the auction to the meat market. So they're going to sell them to the highest bidder.
They're going to sell them to the highest bidder is what they're going to do. They may or may not go into the meat market.
It is through other ranchers that will buy it for the meat production. It's not going to wildlife sanctuary for sure.
Wildlife sanctuary is a waste. It's a waste of a resource that could be improving human lives. People need to eat buffalo. They need to continue to grow more buffalo and eat more buffalo. How can you argue with that?
We're buying the buffaloes, from them. So they're getting money. They're getting paid at the highest price that they're bidding. We're bidding against the meat market. So actually, us entering into the meat market as another buyer to their conservation effort is actually it increases. They make more money because we're bidding. The more bidders they have, the more money they make.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not say that they would make less money because we're the conservation people are there to buy up the buffaloes. No,
I understand that concept, and more bidders makes a better sale for the fishers. But what I'm worried about is the people that you're duping into contributing to this cause, which you're never actually going to put together because you can't sustain what you're talking about you want to do. You're trying to put together, in my friend's term, a Ponzi scheme, taking money from people, not delivering what you're promising. How can you sleep at night?
Well, a wildlife sanctuary functions, if you understand a wildlife sanctuary, it doesn't function as a for-profit organization. It functions as a non-profit organization. So when you mix the two together, non-profit and for-profit have different functions. If you're saying that it doesn't make non-profits don't make any money by helping the environment, that is totally true. You're totally correct on that. But we cannot mix a non-profit mission of a for-profit mission, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
The farms, yes, they have the right to do what they want with the animals and to make a living, but also the tourism. Example, wildlife sanctuary produces a lot of money from tourism, so actually there is a benefit also that there creates more jobs also, like through tourism, people can go there to see the buffalo, experience the buffalo experience, and also, tourism industry is huge. It's bigger. It's probably bigger than ranching bisons, you know. So it does create economics, but probably not for the farmers that have, like, example, like Ron Bonnotter,
mm-hmm.
who has a farm. There's a lot of tourists that go there just for that, you know.
Yeah. Okay, David, where do people go that want to get more information about what you're doing? How do people get a hold of you?
What was your question? Sorry, can you just repeat it about it a little bit?
How do people get a hold of you if they want to contribute or want to be a part of this?
Right now the website will be live tomorrow called SaveTheBuffalo.com.
Okay. I wanted to give you an opportunity to share that. I appreciate you taking the time, and best of luck with your endeavors.
Yes, thank you so much for your time. I think I do support ranchers to make a living, But I also support conservation of buffaloes or animals also. So it's not like I'm anti-capitalist or anything like that. So I do support the both sides. So it has to, what I'm saying is that it has to be a balance, the two, you know, that has to work together, you know. So that's what my philosophy is, you know.
Okay.
So again, the website is SaveTheBuffalo.com. It'll be live tomorrow. Now it's still under construction.
I'm Trent Luce, Luce Trails and Tales. Always remember, be gentle, stay firm.